It's been quite the eventful day for our local minor league affiliate of the... Oh, let's hold that thought and welcome in Eugene Emerald, General Manager Alan Benavides. AB, my friend, how have you been?
I am doing fabulous, man. Fantastic day. Great news today. So, yeah, doing great, man.
So this news you speak of, so you wake up and it all kind of happened pretty quickly. So let's act like most people haven't had access to the electronic media, and we're going to play the breaking news. We'll put our news hats on. So what happened today?
Well, for the last couple of weeks, we've been told that the new announcement for Major League Baseball was coming down the pipes. And we just waited and waited and waited, waiting to hear what was going to happen. Minor League Baseball was getting pared down to 120 teams. And wanted to know if we made the cut. We knew we would, but also knew that we were losing the Cubs affiliation. And that was fairly
evident.
And then this morning, the letters started going out. And it took a while for us to get ours. They started going out at 8 a.m. Eastern. No, excuse me, 8 a.m. Pacific. And it was about 10:15. And we hadn't gotten ours yet, so I'm starting to text everybody, like, hey, did you get your letter? Did you get your letter? Did you get your letter? Starting to make calls. And finally, our letter came through saying that we were invited to be the new affiliate for the San Francisco Giants. And very excited, to say the least.
So they don't know you're a Dodgers fan, and they haven't had you sign any kind of a waiver or anything?
Hey, man, you know, it's just being born in L.A., grew up a Dodger fan, and I get it. So I put, you know, last night we knew this was happening, and I put on my social media to my family, like, hey, you're going to hate this announcement tomorrow, but, deal with it.
That's awesome. By the way, the idea, because it came across, and, you know, you've always run a first-class operation, but it was a great run, 6 years as the Cub affiliate, obviously getting to be a part of literal baseball history, the 2016 World Series Championship. Just tell me about the logic behind the open thank you letter to the Cub organization.
They were unbelievable. The immediate success that we had as a franchise because of the Cubs is undeniable, man, right? Like, two championships, we got close to going to the playoffs that first year in 15, and 16, best record in baseball, in pro baseball, in minor league level, and then to follow that with, you know, they ended our drought, and they end their, you know, we go to Chicago and Wrigley and experience the World Series and see them end their 108-year drought. And then do it, you know, we went again in 2018, and just seeing the players that have come through and make immediate impact at the big league level, you know, Eloy Jimenez, Ian Happ, Nico, those guys were just here. I mean, their development was ridiculous. And on top of it off, man, the friendships, the class organization that the Chicago Cubs are, we had to tip our cap to them. And I'm forever thankful that we were a part of that historic run.
You know, a quick sidebar, because right before the first game when Jimenez was here, you guys hooked me up. He sat down next to me, and I remember when I was talking with him, he walked away, and I said to my producer, you know, some people just look like they're going to be big-time players. I mean, from the minute that guy walked on the field, you had to be like, he's going to be pretty special.
Oh. He, from day one when I met him, you knew he was going somewhere. You knew he was going to the big leagues. And, you know, I don't know if you ever saw that clip of him taking out the light tower, like in The Natural.
Oh.
He did that in the minor leagues, I think. this guy is just incredible. I'm excited to see what Eloy does in the future, so...
All right, we're talking with Alan Benavides, the Eugene M's general manager. So I'm kind of curious. A lot of people have asked about the process. So the Cubs inform you that, you know, you're no longer going to be their affiliate. And so is it the GM, Scott Harris? I mean, how are you notified by San Francisco that, yeah, we want in to have you on board as one of our affiliates?
So, you know, just to be clear, too, the process has changed, Steve. So, you know, without getting too crazy into it, Major League Baseball has effectively, for the better part, just taken over what was minor league baseball and is now calling it this new player development structure. And Major League Baseball is sending out these professional development licenses. And so we've been invited to be a part of this new structure, this, you know, documents and whatnot that we've got to review to make sure it's all good, all 120 teams need to sign this. So right now we're just at the invitation stage, but fairly confident that we'll go through and everything will be fine. But that notice was sent to us by our farm director. The president has also, you know, reached out and said hello and, you know, we're doing it. But mostly even the farm director and the press department and Major League Baseball offices in New York sent out letters to the owners that we had been invited.
A couple of people have texted in some good questions. So regarding, you know, forever we've known about Eugene Emeralds are part of the Northwest League short season A-ball. What exactly does this move represent and, you know, include whatever kind of numbers or logical explanations of this level that you need?
So short season effectively doesn't exist anymore. There are prospect leagues and draft leagues that Major League Baseball is creating, but as far as, like, if you will, what we've known as affiliated ball, there's going to be low A ball, advanced A, which is our new designation, double A, and triple A. So we are effectively jumping up a couple levels, and the quality of play that will be played at PK is going to be, I hate to use the word far superior, but it's going to be phenomenal. It's going to be a much better quality of baseball. It's going to be, we're going to see guys that have a real shot, a lot of guys get to the big leagues, and it's just a way higher quality of baseball, really, honestly. I used to be in the high A league, in the Cal League, in Lake Elsinore, and the play is just, it's night and day to what we've seen. So, and also, you know, we're going to have more games. So roughly, you know, unofficially, it should be about 130-ish games, 132 games. So we're going from a 76-game schedule to 132.
Whoa, that I don't think I was 100% aware of. That's substantial. So somebody asked, now you were a Cub affiliate for 6 years. Before that, it was actually kind of extended. The M's were affiliated with the Padres for 13 or 14 years. Somebody said, is it unique to the M's, you know, as far as turnover? You know, how often does it turn over? I mean, is 6 years considered a long time or 14 years extended? Kind of curious.
Yeah. So previously, the agreements with, prior to this year, they were every 2 or 4 years you extended your agreement. And with the Cubs, we had extended officially into 2022 with an opt-out after 2020. But generally, they're 2 years and 4 years. And for the better part, most times you just roll these things over, right? You just roll over, yeah, let's sign up again and stay because you don't want to change all your logos and bad relationships. And in 2014, we wanted, you know, we'd been with the Padres for a bit. There had been some changeover at the big league level, different farm directors. And quite frankly, we had only had 2 playoff appearances. And so we wanted to change. And so we chose not to extend, and we went with the Cubs. And the impact was amazing. Now, it wasn't our choice to leave the Cubs right now. We are ecstatic to be with the Giants. I'm not saying that. But, you know, generally, Clubs stay. Is the changeover that crazy? Not that much. Considering that the team's been around since 55, and I think we've only had like 10 or 11 affiliates, that's fairly low compared to what probably the average minor league team has in affiliate changes.
Ah, interesting. I learn something new every day. That's why I have Benavides on.
Steve, I would say that the new agreements, though, right? They used to be 2 and 4 years. This new agreement we're entering, if signed, it all goes through with the Giants, will be a 10-year agreement.
Okay, that's different. A couple final thoughts for Alan Benavides of the Eugene M's. I guess the question would be, what will the league look like? We know there's been a lot of paring down, and you mentioned there's no more short season. So the size of the league and who's involved with cities or whatever, I mean, like I said, I'm kind of oblivious here.
Yeah, you know, I haven't had total time to figure out the rest of the league. You know, have heard that Salem Kaiser is not on them. You know, they're not in the league. Boise is also not in the league. But Tri-Cities, Everett, Hillsboro, Spokane, right now we're 6 teams currently, but we don't know how that's finally going to shake out. To be honest with you, I don't even know if it's still going to be called the Northwest League.
Oh, all right. And the last thing is, you know, I sit in this chair and I get a really good pulse of fans and, you know, MLB, who's really well represented. You know, there's a lot of Dodger fans. I don't have to tell you. The Cubs, obviously, are an international brand. You always get annoying Yankee fans wherever you go. Obviously, Seattle. But I think it would be pretty safe to say that there's as many Giants fans in this town as almost anything, right?
That's the thing. You know, when being here now over a decade, I would easily say that the majority of our fans are Giants fans. I would, you know, I'd have to say Giants are probably the number one brand in our market as far as the big league team's concerned. So for us to leave a big brand like the Cubs, there couldn't have been a better outcome than getting the San Francisco Giants. You know, as you know, I'm a Dodger fan.
Right.
Had you told me, Alan, you got the choice of the Dodgers or the Giants to come to Eugene, who do you want? 10 out of 10, I tell you the Giants. Just because of who our fans want, what the community likes. It's honest for our business. There isn't a better brand than San Francisco Giants to be here in Eugene.
No, I agree. I think it's spot on and looking forward to it. Folks, you could follow AB at Alan M's GM. And, of course, you can follow the Emeralds on Twitter at Eugene Emeralds. My friend, I appreciate the short notice coming on. I feel things. I see things so much more clearly right now. thanks for joining us, AB. We'll catch up soon.
Always, my friend. Thanks, buddy.
All right, take it easy.